Hi, and thank you for joining us today for week 8 of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. And these tools can be found in Jane's Spiritual Power Tools book, Support for Your Soul. Your commitment to this journey every week empowers you to become your infinite self. And let us begin this morning with the prescription for the spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, last week, Jane explained to us how we move from third dimensional consciousness into fourth dimensional consciousness. And today, Jane will be sharing with us the differences between the third and fourth dimensional consciousnesses. Let's watch and listen.
Well, hi there. We are moving forward into another whole unit of what's the difference between the third and fourth dimension. As you know, I'm celebrating the 10-year anniversary of my spiritual power tool books. And as I've been telling you, how these different chapters, these different tools got put together. Now, this book is like 30, 40 years of hard work and moving forward in consciousness to make these tools active and very, very accessible to all students, wherever you are, whatever path you're on. This is just not for the ones that are moving in from the third to the fourth. These are for those that are struggling with their life today and trying to get some kind of understanding of what's going on with them and how difficult they might be thinking their life is. And getting help to understand more about who you are in the process is extremely important. But I'm also talking to those students of mine who have been with me for many, many years. In the many years that I've been teaching, I probably have had thousands upon thousands of students. And they come and go as they feel necessary for their spiritual growth. Some have stuck with me for 40 years. Doesn't matter if you just walk in and get a cup of water, of fresh look at your life, that's important to me too. But those that are dedicated to move from one dimension to the next, those I would like to speak to more completely with these spiritual power tools. When I was looking at the difference between the third and fourth dimension so many years ago, and I'm going to tell you this was probably in the 70s, that this process of you're going to move into the fourth dimension. The Christ consciousness. This was such a foreign message to me. I didn't know how to handle it and what to do. So, of course, I continued meditating, and then I began to understand that there was a process I needed to go through to understand the difference between the third and fourth. And as you are looking at the page 19, the difference between the third and fourth. You're going to notice there's about 15, 18 things that are different that you let go of in the third and you move into the fourth with greater understanding. Okay, with that said, this whole process took many, many years of moving out of my own limited understanding of who I was to a greater understanding of the greater principles of spiritual growth and the dimensions of which one needs to go through to become consciously aware of the I Am God presence. And when I began, I thought, this is impossible. I'll never make it through the war here. Too many things. I have a family, I have a husband, I have so many things that I was doing, and also trying to understand the fourth dimension. Well, a lot of things transpired to teach me about the fourth dimension, and that will happen to you also. But the least thing I can do for you is to give you the difference between the two. It'll be up to you to have that experience. It's one thing to read about it and say, oh, that's interesting, and boy, I have control of my mind in the fourth dimension. Well, guess what? That's what I thought. Yay, team. I'll just move to the fourth and everything will be taken care of for me. Did not happen. I had to be responsible for each one of the steps between the third and the fourth. Learn it, use it, understand it, and then make it a part of my life. This is what's required. We have to learn it and then make it a part of our life. Beginning to look at things from a higher standpoint than you've ever looked at before. And one of the things that bothered me a lot in the beginning of this was the fact that I was afraid it was going to change me. And what would I do with my children, or how would I work a job, or all those little fears that came up and hit me across the face. Well, I sat down and journaled about my many, many fears, and I had a list, believe me. And I had to deal with my fears and come to peace with them, because none of that, my fears, had any real substance to them. It was just my, I called my little girl within me, that was afraid to go out and color outside the lines, when I'd always been taught to color inside the lines and how important that was. All of a sudden, I'm coloring outside the lines, and I had to give myself permission to go beyond what I'd ever learned at any time in any lifetime. I had to say, you're okay, Jane. You can make it through this. You got to learn. You have to learn to control your mind. Nothing magical is going to take place for you. You're going to have to put the effort in. And I realized that once I put the effort in, and I started to do the meditations, and I started to really come to terms with my fears, I was getting help from an out-of-body teacher. And I was being guided and directed on how to do these things. We all have out-of-body teachers, whether we recognize them or not. We have somebody, they call them angels, I don't care. There's many, 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 many archangels. I've heard thousands of different names for this. Doesn't matter. You have accompaniment, especially when you're on the spiritual journey, because this journey is extremely personal. It's extremely within. And other people in your world, if they are not on this journey with you, will be very, very critical, critical of this journey of learning about greater understanding about who you are. At one point, they thought the world arrived and the Stone Age became. Well, they thought the sun was to be worshipped, and they didn't understand all that that meant. Well, we are, there is another dimension to being that you have to understand there is more to the equation than you think. We are not limited. We only are limited according to our own limitations in the mind. There is another dimension of being. Jesus Christ talked about it as the Father and I are one. He lived in the higher dimension of beingness. He understood that. The masters that have gone before us understand that there is a higher dimension of being. Many, many of the saints and sages of past have written about the higher dimensions. Well, now we are really in the thresholds of an understanding greater things in science, greater things in all the scientific information we have about the stars, the earth, etc., etc. And as a human being, we are evolving too. Why am I talking to you about this so much today? Because I want to encourage you that this isn't something that happens overnight. You have to put your effort in. You have to put your desires into it. You have to give the time and the energy to find out what is the next dimension of being, and how does that affect me, and how will that change my beingness? Those were my questions way long ago, and I have put together spiritual power tools with some information that will help you to create, have a greater understanding of the dimensions and what the differences were. I would have given anything in the 70s to have this book. But you know what? Now that I think about it, my struggle with it made who I am today. And my struggle to understand made me much more compassion to my students that are coming through now. Those souls that are wanting to have a better life, wanting to understand more about their soul, wanting to support the evolution of their soul. They understand they have this innate understanding that their soul evolving. You are evolving into another dimension of being. And I talk a lot about the squirrel and how the squirrel doesn't understand the human. And when you were a squirrel or in the animal form, you did not understand the way a human being thinks and what its capacities were. In the same token, you have to move out of your understanding of your humanhood to move into the higher dimension of the evolutionary process that is here for you to become God aware, God realized, God infinite intelligence, understanding of that infinite intelligence. So, as we're moving through this process, and it is indeed a process, and it will slowly but surely come into conscious mind. As you meditate, you'll get little fragments of information. And journal about the meditation. That's why I talk about journaling, which is absolutely, absolutely very essential to spiritual growth, because that makes you understand that, oh, 6 months ago I was asking this question. Oh, wow, I understand it. Now I got more questions. See, those things are the things that help me, and those are the things that will help you. But you are going to have to do it. I have so many students that come to me and want me to immediately tap their forehead and give them all the information they need on the fourth dimension. Not going to happen. No teacher will do that for you. That would be so unkind to the soul, because you have to get off your duff and say, I want to understand and I want to move forward and I have the commitment to do so. And I will do what it takes to move to the next dimension of my being, because I am a human with intelligence and I can make that desire. When you were an animal consciousness, you could not make a desire to understand the third dimension. It was an automatic thing that you began to move into the next dimension of being and begin to understand the body temple. Now, that you've been here for eons and eons of time, and you have. You've been here for eons and eons of time playing in the third dimension, in the opposites, wondering why you're having such a difficult time. You have been creating karma. You have been working and just balancing your karmic book. Why not just hand it off? Like I talked to you last week, hand it off to the infinite intelligence and say, take my karma, figure it out. I am stupid. I don't know. I don't have the understandings of the higher energies, but boy, I want to learn it. So don't let me get discouraged. And if I do, it's my responsibility to pull me myself out of my discouragement and step up to the plate, because that's what it's going to take. Every time I took a step in learning more about the fourth dimension, I had an opportunity to use what I learned. You could call it a test, but I had the opportunity to use what I had learned before I could take the next step. So you will have an opportunity to practice what you're learning. And sometimes it took me 5 or 6 or 8 practices to find out how things worked. Didn't matter, I was learning. I was growing, I was changing. You have the same capacity that I have had. Your infinite intelligence, when tapped, will support you moving forward. It will support your soul moving out of the limitedness of the finite consciousness into the unlimited God consciousness. That's what we're here to do. That's why we were put on the planet Earth, to move through these different phases of our beingness. Now, if you're interested, there's another phase to your beingness. And when I realized there was another phase to my beingness, I wanted to know what it was. I needed to know. I wasn't going to stop and just say, ho-hum, I hope somebody comes along and teaches me something. Yay! No! You are responsible. You are the one that's going to conquer yourself. You are going to master. You will be a master. But you have to start with who you are right now and move yourself. And then the energy will come from the cosmos to help move you faster. Believe me, you have to make the first effort. If you don't make the effort, you're not going to get the attention of the out-of-body teachers that are available to you, because they'll say, oh, he meditates twice a week, and he boy sure wants to move forward, but you know, there's not much we can do for him. Gee whiz, he only comes to the table and meditates when he has a problem. He doesn't learn to do it daily. And then, minute by minute, all day long, you become your meditation. You are your meditation. There is nothing besides always being hooked up to the other energies of the planet, where the truth is, where the understanding comes. So if you've been wailing around, wondering what's next for you, read what's next for you. In here, I have defined what the tools are to help you up the mountain from the third dimensional consciousness to the fourth. So go online. Do whatever you need to do if you don't have the book, and get it. It's on cfenlightenment.org. I wish I could just give these out freely, and I certainly have given thousands of them out freely. But for right now, it's up to you. And if you have to buy it, and you have to save up, I think they're $8, $10, I don't know anymore. Anyway, if you have to save up all week or out all month to buy it, you will honor it a lot better if than if I give it away. Because I find the people that buy them use them more than ones that give that were given it, and they are, thank you so much. It was so I enjoyed reading it, and I enjoyed it putting it on my bookshelf. Ho hum, I'm off to the next book that's going to help me. Stick to a process. If it's not this, whatever you choose, stick to it. You must stick to the process because you're not going to move otherwise. You can't be dabbling into all the different stuff that's out in the universe. You've got to find out what resides with your heart and your beingness. And if it isn't the center for enlightenment within you, find it out. Go on the internet, find out what speaks to you, and that becomes your prayer. If you happen to resonate with me, I am very, very happy to be of support to you. But you don't resonate, that's okay. You don't have to, but find who you do resonate with, okay? Find who you do resonate with. Go to work. See you next time.
In this video, Jane has challenged us to really think about what is it we truly want. Do we want to remain in the third dimension or move into the fourth dimensional consciousness? Now, Jane made it very clear that it is our choice. And when I first began reviewing the list of the differences between third and fourth dimensional consciousness years ago, I was shocked to realize that I checked the box for every one of the statements in the third dimension. A lot of realization I had work to do. As I did the work and practiced the tools in the Spiritual Power Tools book, little by little, year after year, I began to experience moving into fourth dimensional consciousness. I want to be very clear about this. This took years, and at times I did not believe that I would move into fourth dimensional consciousness this lifetime. However, I also knew in my heart that this desire would be realized, and it was. During this journey, I have been very fortunate to have Jane as my teacher and like-minded souls supporting my journey. And we here at the center, we want to support you. And I'm inviting you to join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our support for your journey gathering. We would love to be part of your journey. So please note that there's additional information in the chat area below. And thank you for your generous and loving gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue this work serving humanity. And the information for donations is also listed in the chat area. Meditation is such an important part of this journey, so let's meditate together. And this morning, let's take that opportunity to just close our eyes and allow the chair to support us. There's nothing we need to do. We are taking steps to move from third dimension. Dimensional consciousness into fourth dimensional consciousness. Moving from the finite into the infinite. Continue to quiet your mind. Be at peace. Know that we are surrounded in love. We are supported. By infinite consciousness, the desires of our heart to move into self-realization, will be realized. Universal consciousness is supporting us in every moment. We are centered. An infinite consciousness of love. We choose to go beyond the opposites. We are at peace. We desire to go beyond third dimensional consciousness and we are supported by universal consciousness as we take every step into the unknown. We are grateful for knowing the truth of our being. Amen. And when you're comfortable, please open your eyes, knowing that the chair is supporting you. And that all is well. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye now.